Now, unfortunately, I had to miss a day, but when we left off, Chris Kelly, you were going to get your real ID. So my question to you is, did you get your real ID?
The thing on that is I'm flying unexpectedly out of nowhere. The Tanger Center is sending me to New York to watch some plays and some musicals, as I did last year. But I told my wife, it's too late. They can't ask me now. They did it last week. She goes, you better get your real ID. You can't. How are you going to get to New York? And it's like, oh, my God, I was without. So I hitch a ride. That's how I'll have to do it, I guess. No, on Saturday, I popped in to our local DMV, which was incredibly crowded, and I got to, what, 8th in line. And then they said, we're taking no more. That's it.
Oh, you
didn't know. Yeah, I got to 8th in line. I know, and they said no more. And then I tried to use my persuasion. I stayed around. Everybody else left. I stayed around. I walked up to the supervisor. I said, I'm the only one here.
Listen.
Yeah. I like that move, though.
Yeah. Would you like a free radio station t-shirt?
Exactly. I mean, I was like, one bird. One more.
I'll tell you what. I don't think I've accused you of having audacity, but I kind of like that move because everyone else leaves. Like, oh, damn it.
Yep.
No, F the DMV.
Yep.
And then you go up and you say, look, guys, I get it.
Yeah.
Tough day. I'm sorry. What's one more, though?
One more.
And you know what? If maybe you get the right person, they say, you know what? You're the only one who didn't call us a-holes today.
That's right.
Slide on in here.
She wasn't hearing it. She said no. And emphatically, she's like, you out of your mind. Nobody else. That's it. We're going home.
On your bike, son.
That's right. So I left. Then my wife and I strategized what to do and how to get this real ID. My next possibility was going at 5 a.m. on Saturday and sitting for 5 hours to wait.
I remember that plan.
Yeah.
And I said, no, let's take a shot in the middle of the week here or during the week. The problem is they're open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and the line starts at 8 a.m.
Before that.
Mm-hmm.
Now there is, here's what I didn't know. There's a website, dmvwaittimes.org.
Really?
Yes. And you can see every DMV in the state.
What?
Just like the Disney lines. Huh. I mean, it says, here's how long the line is right now.
Love that.
Yes. So my wife said, you go onto that site.
Was she tracking trends?
Yes. She goes, go onto that site. Yesterday I got done with everything. It was like 1:15.
I'm going to whisper one word to you. Rural.
Rural.
Yeah. Smart play.
Got an email from 2 Will Hardo and says he lives near a rural DMV. And because of all us asshats from the big city, big major lines around.
He can't get his.
He can't get his.
Yeah.
So yesterday, there was one about 30 minutes from our house that everybody says, that's the one to go to. Around 2 o'clock, your lines go way down.
Okay.
But at 1:15, they had 240 minutes on their wait.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that's 4 hours. So, I mean, it's physically impossible. They close at 5. It was 2. They had a four-hour wait. I was like, okay, I can't go there. So I look all around the state, and similar numbers. You know, some of them are like 400-minute waits.
My goodness.
God, Lord.
It's incredible. So I say, you know what I'm going to do? I can't say where I went. I can't.
Don't give it up. No, because people will call us, and you'll ruin it.
The drive was an hour and 20 minutes.
Whew.
An hour and
20. Wow.
And I said, that's as far as I'm going to go.
Did you cross a state line?
Can't.
Oh, that's true.
That's true. Yeah.
I would. I would have. Yeah. I drove an hour and 20 minutes, and I kept checking every little stop along the way. I would check what the wait time was, all right? And it started like 20 minutes, and then it was up to 30 minutes. The closer I got, the longer the line got.
Would you say your destination was rural?
Yes, it was a rural spot. Now, there was one that was a five-minute wait, but that was 2.5 hours away, and I just can't. That was driving toward the ocean. This was driving toward the mountains.
Okay.
Let me just say that. I was headed west.
Okay.
Yesterday.
This is kind of a fun game because I'm guessing where. I think I know.
Okay.
I think I'm heading west. Okay.
I was heading west.
Hour 20.
I
know.
So I go, and then I'm about a mile from the place at a stoplight, and I look at the time again. 70-minute wait is what it said. And I was like, I've driven an hour and a half.
That's another hour.
To stand in line for an hour, I was very concerned. But then when I turned in, and the place that was only 30 minutes away, their wait time was way down. It had shrunk down to like 40 minutes.
Wow.
I've really played this wrong. You know, I really had done this incorrectly. But when I pulled into the parking lot of the DMV, it didn't seem that crowded. It seemed like a regular day.
Okay. Could you see people out the door?
No. And so that, see, here's the thing. The wait times are inaccurate. It's like front. It says it updated 10 minutes ago, but it was not accurate. I walked in. There's like two people in the lobby. So it's just me and a couple of folks.
Oh.
And the guy behind the counter said, "Hey, Chris, we've been waiting on you." How's Biggie?
It's like a scene from a movie.
He goes, "Where was Biggie today? Knee issue?" I said, "Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a knee issue." Uh-huh. It was. I was like, "Oh, okay, great." And they signed me in, and it took 5 minutes.
Wow.
I mean, it was like nothing.
How
I mean,
about that?
I had to sit in the lobby for 5 minutes. The process itself took 5 minutes. I was on the way back.
So home. I'm guessing those websites aren't a DMV official then. This is maybe
Can't be. I mean, it was completely inaccurate. It's like a windup.
Yeah.
But he told me, he's like, if you had been here, you know, 2 hours ago, they were lined up around the building. Mm. So I think it's either delayed information or just wrong information. So what I can report
from the DMV. Yeah.
I said, I don't.
That efficiently run organization.
You can't. These folks were so nice, too. They were just unbelievably nice and helpful and courteous. Unlike some DMVs I've been to in the past.
Sure.
This is a rural DMV.
Okay. Yeah. I think I have my location guesses. Okay. I don't want to give it up. We'll do it later.
He said, "Do not
tell anyone
where you
best
are.
Best kept secret in the state."
He goes, "We got people coming from all around the state."
You know, if you've watched any sporting event on, I believe it's NBC, they have a new show coming in the fall called DMV.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah,
With starring Tim Meadows of SNL fame. And I'll tell you, I like their commercial that they do because it's him walking into a DMV that's absolutely slam-packed. And he goes, "Wow, slow day." a great 15-second teaser for the
show.
True.
Okay.
I want to watch that because I've been a long time I've been that impressed with just a quick teaser.
Well, I mentioned yesterday my plan to go to a rural DMV. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you, I must have gotten a dozen emails. People are like, "I know you're going to a Husky. Don't waste your time.
Yeah.
To save your money.
Don't come down here.
We don't want you city.
We don't need you in Siler City."
That's right. "We don't want you city." Yeah. I got them from all over the place, you know.
"Don't you dare.
Don't think about Whitworth. You're not going to Whitworth. I can tell you that." I mean, all these little towns all over the place. And, you know, reportedly with short lines.
Yeah.
Boy, the big cities have lines. Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, man. But
hour 20 west.
Now in 20.
Okay. I've got a
in
view.
A questionable vehicle.
questionable. Up the mountains, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Went through storms, went through. There were all sorts of weather issues.
Is there a recently revitalized racetrack in this town?
No comment.
Okay.
No comment.
That's my guess.
I was told, don't you dare say where you were. Nobody wants a city dweller coming to their rural town.